Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Bridget.
Hello, it's great to be here today.
It is wonderful to have you join us, Bridget. Now, this week from our Heartbeat, I talked about how being holy is being a person of mercy.
Yes.
And I shared a scripture, which is in Luke 6:36, that says, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful." And when I looked into this scripture, I found out that it's actually Jesus taking an Old Testament scripture and giving it its New Testament, like the way that God's meaning. Kingdom is.
Yeah,
that's right. And the Old Testament scripture is in Leviticus, and it says, "You shall be holy, for I, the Lord God, am holy." And so if we see what Jesus is really meaning, he's saying if we want to live lives of holiness, then we need to be people of mercy.
Mm.
And then how are we someone, like who do we, as an example, who do we follow to be merciful? Well, we follow God,
yeah,
the Father. He is the ultimate example of someone who is merciful.
Yeah.
By sending Jesus to us, his only son. Like I can't imagine sending my child to be sacrificed, you know, to save people. And showing just that love that God has for us and showing it over and over and over again.
Mm.
And when we get to that point of understanding God's mercy, then we go, well, okay, I need to emulate that in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think sometimes when we think of this idea of holiness, we're not sure how to achieve that.
Yeah.
You know, holiness just feels so not me, you know, like.
Yeah, or beyond.
Yeah.
Like almost out of reach.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you think of the saints and you're like, come on, like, you
not
know,
like that.
Yeah, that's right. Like, how am I to be holy? But if we then go back, well, to be holy is to be a person of mercy.
Mm.
Then you go, well, I could start to try and be a person of mercy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I shared about how, like, in reconciliation, I went to reconciliation this one day, and as I'm waiting, getting closer and closer, just feeling like that weight of sin on me of like, whoa, look what I'd have done. But then when I go to reconciliation, that lifting of all of that weight.
And I think that's that, especially when it comes to the sacrament of reconciliation, I think we, a lot of people don't make time for it.
Mm.
And it's one of those things that, you know, I think the devil uses our pride, you know, when it comes to that. But we all at some point have experienced that weight of our sin. And I probably only a couple of months ago, I did the same thing. And I think when I listened to this Heartbeat, it brought back that feeling, that memory of feeling that weight and then walking out of that room and feeling free. I'm like, far out. What an incredible opportunity we have as Catholics to access such a sacrament. It just,
Yeah. And it's amazing when you have that experience, you have that freedom that comes. And I think if we think about that feeling, if you've had that feeling, for those of you listening, if you had that feeling before, that's where you recognize the mercy of God.
Absolutely.
Where you're like, whoa, this freedom I feel because God has shown me mercy.
Mm.
So when you go to that place, that point in your life where you go, wow, God, look at the mercy you've shown me.
Mm.
That's what this scripture is getting at. Show mercy as our Father has shown mercy to us. And for me, that leads me to that place of all like, wow, God, you've shown me such mercy.
Mm.
And that's how God asks us to treat others.
Yeah.
To show that mercy. Like, yeah, you take that experience and then go, wow, God, okay, now I'm trying to live that out for others. And I think that's where, like, that story of the Good Samaritan takes on a whole new life when you go, whoa, okay, gosh, God, you've shown me this mercy.
Mm.
Like, this is the love that you want me to show to other people.
Yeah.
You know, mercy, in when you do different translations, one of the ways mercy is translated is loving kindness.
Yeah.
like to just be able to show that love to people. Yeah.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And then Jesus talks about we should love our enemies.
Mm.
You know, when you think about that, like that's really hard.
Yeah.
You know, to think about. Now, sometimes we don't always think about, I don't know, enemies specifically. You don't necessarily call them your enemy. I don't yeah. know, do you?
No, not really.
But it might be your neighbour, you know, yeah. who you always have this like
beef with,
feud with or something. Yeah. But God's like, I want you to love them.
Mm.
Like, and for you to be holy in your life, your everyday,
yeah.
drop your kids to school, go to work, make dinner at home, yeah. that type of everyday life, God wants you to show love to those in your life who you consider your enemies.
Yeah, and even like further from that, not just show love, but show love as I showed love.
Yes, that's yeah. right. Yeah.
Finding
yeah.
that extra. I was teaching, I'm a high school teacher,
yeah.
and I was teaching a Catholic education class this week, and we were talking about the four types of love.
Yeah.
And so the first one is called storge, and that's like your familial love, so love that you have with your family or those who you've, you know, grown up with.
Yeah.
Then we talked about philia, which is your choice love, so people you choose to mm-hmm. love, like mm-hmm. your friends and your mates. Then eros, which is your passionate love, which you would share with your husband or your wife. And then the greatest of them all is agape, which is that selfless sacrificial love
yeah.
that Jesus modeled for us yeah. and that God modeled for us in giving of his own son.
Yeah.
And I mentioned kind of just off the cuff, you know, I have agape love for my husband and my children and my students who were like 12 years old, 12 and 13 years old. They're kind of like, yeah, but what if he does something really bad
yeah.
to you? Or what if your kids do something really bad? And I was kind of like, well, like they have like my agape love. They have my unconditional sacrificial. There's nothing that they can do that would take that love,
yeah.
you know, away. And they could not get their head around that somebody could do something wrong to me and that I would still love them.
Yeah.
You know, and I said it's a whole different conversation about how you deal with that hurt and that pain and forgiveness. That's a whole different side. But the question of do you love or do you not
yeah.
always remains a yes. Mm. And it kind of, I was reflecting on it later on as, you know, as a 37-year-old, I like to think of myself as a mature Christian, yeah. you know, yeah. Who understands my faith a lot better than what I did at 12 or 13 years old, how much I take that for granted, the fact that I have that maturity to be able to go, you know what, God has asked me to love my neighbor, my enemies,
yep.
with that, not just my husband and my children, but everyone with that sacrificial, unconditional love.
Yeah.
And it made me think about the Samaritan then when I was listening to your heartbeat about how many people would have thought how crazy he was to be doing what he was doing.
Yeah.
And not just his enemies but the people, the other Samaritans like him who would have been thinking, what on earth are you doing?
Yeah.
Like why would you do that for that person?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what an opportunity or what a witness, you know, that Samaritan had and what an opportunity that God gives us in our everyday lives and for me just in my job to be able to witness to God's love, you know.
And if we like delve into the story of the Good Samaritan some more, like we learn how like Jesus in telling this story is shifting what people thought holiness was.
Yeah.
So people thought holiness was keeping all the rules.
Yeah.
And in actual fact, the first two people who walked past the Samaritan were doing the right thing by not going to him because they were protecting their own holiness.
Yeah.
They're protecting their purity for what the laws said at the time.
Yeah.
But Jesus comes and he just goes, nah, we're no longer going to divide ourselves because of like these purity laws. Where holiness is actually going to someone, showing them that love and mercy that maybe they don't deserve, but that's what I'm calling you to be, to do. And when you think about that, like, you don't realize how revolutionary the story is.
Yeah.
But when you think about that from that perspective, you go, whoa, which almost is like you're saying these 12-year-olds are like, what? Like, that's that revolutionary, like, that's that love God wants to show.
Yeah.
That it's deeper than things that we think ourselves, oh, I could never do that.
Yeah.
And we're used to the world saying, well, if they've, someone's been, you know, bad towards you, sinned against you or done something terrible towards you, well, you should, like, you know, completely cut them off and stop. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't, like you were saying before, that doesn't mean then there's not a certain way to respond.
Correct.
There's not, doesn't mean you're not hurt or disappointed in someone.
Mm.
Like, if your child wrongs you, you're disappointed.
Absolutely.
But that's that love that continues. Yeah. And so, yeah, God is calling us to that mercy and love for everyone all the time.
And I love that, like, as you mentioned at the start of this podcast, that, you know, there's this scripture about back in Leviticus that's like, let, you know, be holy.
Yeah.
But then Jesus, like, revisits this. It's almost like he's like, look, God established this.
Yeah.
But you've misunderstood, you know,
mm.
in your humanity, you've misunderstood what holiness is like. And I think it's so easy for us to fall into a trap of box ticking, you know, holiness. Okay. Well, you know, I've been to church, or I've spent my time in prayer, or I didn't judge anyone this week, you know, but it's not, that's not where that holiness is found.
Yeah. And that holiness, like, if I think about reconciliation, when I can get a reconciliation every week, every day if I want to, and God continues to show his mercy over and over and over. And what's the scripture? Be merciful as your Father is merciful.
Mm.
He just continues to show mercy.
Yeah.
And that's what God calls us to. Oh. Just keep doing it. I know.
There's a weight to that even, isn't it, Emma?
But that's why then we need the Holy Spirit
in
us to be able to do it. Because we can't do it by ourselves.
Yeah.
We know we're frail. But then again, that leads us again to, wow, how amazing God you are.
Absolutely.
You know, so it just kind of takes us back to that. So for our heartbeat, not our heartbeat, sorry, our weekly challenge.
Yeah.
The question I've got is, how are you being Christ to others by showing mercy?
Mm.
And maybe that's a reflection for each of us about those so-called enemies that we have in our lives, people we have arguments with. How can we show mercy to others?
Mm.
Because when we're doing that, that's a step towards our holiness by showing that mercy. So we hope that that has really blessed you, that chat. Maybe it's challenged you.
Mm.
I think it's something that challenges us all the time.
Definitely.
And we look forward to chatting with you all again next time. Bye.
See ya.